I just want to live my life in a way that is as authentic to me as possible. I feel it now. I feel how liberated I am and how comfortable I am in my own skin when I can talk openly and just be myself. And it's just such a sweet feeling that I don't want to lose.
It is with tremendous joy that we are bringing you the second Pride special from 50 Faces Productions, in which we are celebrating the career journeys of LGBTQ plus professionals for Pride Month 2022. In this year's series, we speak with a surgeon in training, committing to raising awareness, a finance industry COO who was once a teenage rebel, a recent recipient of an OBE award for services to diversity and inclusion, a fixed income fund manager, a data junkie, a social worker, and many more. We hear about the challenges of coming out, not once, but time and time again.
You come out all the time. Every new person you meet, every holiday you book, any new school you go to, anything that's new at all, you're coming out all the time. It's a constant thing. It never stops.
How sometimes it is just too much to be another other.
I was a woman in a room full, often a boardroom full of men, and then I was young. Again, often in a boardroom full of older men. And so if I had presented one more other to them in terms of being gay, honestly, I think some of their heads may have exploded.
How even when we are fully visible, we face the bias of others.
I was used to not being seen when I was hiding, but it was very interesting to not be seen when you're standing right in front of somebody.
We hear about the absence of role models in some areas, particularly medicine.
During my 4 years of medical school, I'll have to say, I think I have less than 5 openly queer attending physicians. And the disparity is worse within surgery.
And the lack of advocacy for the LGBTQ plus community within the field.
There are thousands of doctors graduating every year who have limited education surrounding the LGBTQ plus community. And this is concerning and something I definitely want to focus on in my future practice.
In what has been a challenging year for the transgender community, we hear stories of frustration.
Nobody wins the gender game. Right? Because what happened was I was too masculine as a woman, and then I was perceived as gay because all of a sudden I became too feminine as a man in some people's eyes. And so there's really no winning that gender game. And once I realized that, I just stopped playing it.
How we are all on a journey.
It's always a journey, right? I don't have a before and after story. I'm always tinkering with my identity, always questioning my identity. Am I comfortable where I'm at? Am I comfortable with my level of hormones? So I'm still on the journey.
How we can learn to triumph.
I use 3 words, and those 3 words are believe, to achieve. Believe in your ability and your destiny in order to achieve success and happiness.
And how learning to love oneself is so key.
My biggest challenge was to love myself, and I consider my trans experience a privilege. Society looks at being trans as being a minority, and I look at trans as being triumphant against life's obstacles, being resilient against adversity, and being an authentic, noble success.
So from next week and throughout the month of June, join us on the 50 Faces Hub, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and whenever you get to your podcasts. The 2022 Pride Special Podcast Series is brought to you with the kind support of Wellington Management.